This audio recording is a resource of the Center for Bioethical Reform, CBR. This and other resources can be found at www.abortionno.org. This essay is by Greg Cunningham, CBR Executive Director, and is read by CBR staff, July 2011. Dear pro-life friend, on June 5th, 2011, a 15-year-old girl from Albuquerque, New Mexico, wrote to tell us that our abortion photos, quote, helped me to understand just how terrible abortion really is. It made me really want to take more of a stand. Difficult change seldom occurs in the absence of a crisis which compels that change. Abortion photos, displayed strategically, create such a crisis for many viewers. That crisis can be moral, spiritual, political, or commercial. Abortion photos are disruptive, and without disrupting business as usual, abortion will remain forever off the nation's agenda, hidden under a rug of ignorance and indifference. This Albuquerque teenager used the crisis created by our abortion photos as motivation to take responsibility for ending abortion. Not everyone, however, has her spiritual maturity. On May 20th, 2011, a 53-year-old woman from Naples, Florida, saw the same CBR photos. But instead of getting angry about abortion, she got angry at us. She began by declaring that she is, quote, a strong Christian woman, and then offered evidence that she is anything but. She acknowledged our billboard truck signs had created a crisis for her. Quote, I found your trucks very disturbing and revolting. But instead of using that crisis as inspiration for threatening the abortion industry, she used it to threaten us. Quote, you've carried this too far, she said, and argued that we can, quote, only stop abortion with love and kindness to people that have lost hope, not horror and guilt. Only a spiritually confused Christian would contend that inducing appropriate redemptive feelings of guilt is unkind and unloving. She added that we should be ashamed and warned that, quote, if I had money, I would file a lawsuit against you for trauma. We recently received a similar letter from the WellPoint Health Insurance Corporation, which we are also boycotting for supporting Planned Parenthood. The insurance industry giant threatened to sue us for using abortion photos to create a crisis in its business operations. Using misleading arguments to deny and rationalize their abortion-related philanthropy, WellPoint tried to diffuse this crisis with the menacing declaration that, quote, we reserve our rights to take any state or federal legal actions available to us for damages caused by the Center for Bioethical Reform. This is exactly what Northland Family Planning Centers did when they recently sued us for modifying their abortion sales video to create a crisis in their abortion marketing apparatus. Our purpose in appropriating clips from this abortion infomercial was to parody their deceptive advertising. They whined in their court filings that, quote, Northland has been injured, and their, quote, reputation harmed by our cheeky mockumentary. Praise the Lord. But instead of reacting responsibly to the crisis we have forced on Northland's abortion clinics, these butchers are using a lawsuit to silence us and thereby make their public relations crisis disappear. This will fail. It is human nature to evade responsibility for ending dysfunctional behavior until a crisis makes that responsibility unavoidable. But many people resort to every imaginable stratagem for defusing the crisis instead of facing the problem from which the crisis derives. This flaw in human nature is killing today's children through abortion and impoverishing future generations of children with crushing sovereign debt. NationalJournal.com, May 17, 2011, ran a relevant story headlined, Playing with Fire, a Man-Made Debt Limit Crisis. The article reports that the Republican deficit reduction strategy is to create a crisis by threatening, quote, not to raise the debt ceiling, unless President Obama and Senate Democrats agree to trillions of dollars in spending cuts. Of course, the article also notes that this, quote, tactic infuriates Democrats. The story emphasizes that, quote, the debt ceiling fight is the best leverage Republicans have had, or figure to have anytime soon, to elevate the debt reduction conversation, and with it, the long-standing GOP goal of reducing the size of the federal government, end quote. No crisis, no solution. But NewsOK.com, July 17, 2011, posted a more discouraging story headlined, "As debt ceiling crisis looms, Oklahoma lawmakers wonder where resolution will be found." The sub-headline said, quote, "Representative James Linkford Wright, Oklahoma City, says an escape valve may be necessary to relieve pressure." The article says, quote, "Though Linkford has signed a pledge not to vote to raise the debt limit without spending cuts, caps on future spending, and a balanced budget amendment, he said he could vote for a short-term extension of the limit without violating the pledge." Weasel. It is easier to seek relief from a crisis than to solve the problem which created that crisis. But kicking the can down the road to avoid painful decisions often produces progressively more disastrous consequences. CBR is working to cut the abortion industry's revenue stream by creating disruptive business crises for major businesses which support Planned Parenthood. First on our list is Starwood Hotels and Resorts Corporation. Starwood, of course, is trying to stop our picketing instead of stopping their funding. Here is an abbreviated version of just one of the several letters I have recently sent to Fritz von Paschen, their CEO. "Mr. von Paschen, regarding your July 13, 2011 reply through Ms. Horsham Bertels, you say, quote, Starwood has not previously made donations to Planned Parenthood. That legalistic canard is a thinly veiled attempt to evade responsibility for a corporate policy which you well know permits your licensees to make donations to Planned Parenthood. Equally disingenuous is your misleading claim that you are not aware of any donation made by a franchise to Planned Parenthood in Starwood's name. We never accused your licensees of giving in your corporate name. We said they are giving in the names of your corporate brands. That is a distinction without a difference. Planned Parenthood, Northwest Ohio, thanked your Westin Southfield Hotel for a donation in their winter 2011 newsletter. Planned Parenthood Hawaii thanked your W Hotel Honolulu Diamond Head for a donation in their May 2008 newsletter. We have additional evidence of similar gifts being made to America's largest abortion provider in the name of your brands. Did you draft your franchise agreements to prohibit franchisee donations to America's largest abortion provider? If so, are you enforcing those prohibitions? If not, did you repudiate these donations after they were made in the names of your brands? Have you done anything to discourage such giving by franchisees? If so, please show us the relevant cease and desist letters you would certainly have sent to offending franchisees. You say, quote, Starwood has not donated to Planned Parenthood through a matching gift program. That, too, is a distinction without a difference. Your franchisees are giving in the name of your brands, and that is philanthropy, which you had the power to prohibit through your franchise agreements. Restrictions on activities which damage a brand or tarnish a trademark are so essential to legally sufficient franchise agreements that their omission would be prima facie evidence of malpractice by the attorneys who drafted them. You chose to permit franchisee donations to Planned Parenthood long after we placed you on notice that your franchisees were making such donations, and you thereby intimated that you do not regard gifts to abortion providers to be inimical to the reputations of your brands. That makes you at least morally responsible for these donations. The burden is not on us to prove that your franchisees are your agents. The burden is on you to prove that you have taken reasonable steps to prohibit irresponsible philanthropy which might otherwise be made in the name of your brands. You say that Starwood, quote, does not make philanthropic contributions to Planned Parenthood, end quote. But you don't say that you never will. And as noted above, you have already made yourselves fully complicit in those gifts by permitting your franchisees to make them. You are logically accountable for the socially irresponsible giving of licensees whose philanthropic malfeasance you have the power to prevent. Your conscious refusal to exercise that power is knowing nonfeasance and amounts to a constructive endorsement. It implicates you in the giving of these gifts as deeply as would your signature on the donation check. Starwood is playing a double game here, and we aren't buying it. At StarwoodHotels.com, you endeavor to associate Starwood as closely as possible with your brands. You say, quote, we conduct our hotel and leisure business both directly and through our subsidiaries. Our brand names include the following, St. Regis, etc. Philanthropy is a central component of every major corporation's business, and you admit that Starwood's business, which obviously includes its philanthropy, is no less its own when conducted indirectly through your subsidiaries. We are done negotiating with you. Before we finish at the St. Regis Monarch Beach, hotel owners such as Washington Real Estate Holdings, LLC, to which the St. Regis property is titled, will think twice about hiring Starwood to manage their operations. Investors will also hesitate before purchasing Starwood stock and or franchises, which invite ruinous anti-abortion pickets. We are studying the business models of properties with which Starwood is associated, and we are identifying their profit centers. We intend to concentrate our abortion photo signs in full view of the patrons from which those profit centers derive most of their revenue. We will, for instance, picket the lucrative wedding reception business conducted by the St. Regis. We will fly 50 by 100 feet aborted baby photos over the hotel's championship golf course and operate billboard trucks in the vicinity of your high-profile outdoor events. Hotel by hotel, we will associate your properties with the stench of death, the antithesis of your, quote, finest expressions of luxury motto. Unless, of course, Starwood agrees to give us three statements in writing. 1. Starwood Hotels and Resorts Corporation pledges that it will not donate to Planned Parenthood any support in any form at any future time. 2. Starwood Hotels and Resort Corporation promises that it will condition future licensing agreements and the renegotiation, if any, of current licensing agreements on the licensee's acceptance of a prohibition against corporate charitable support of Planned Parenthood. 3. Starwood Hotels and Resorts Corporation will notify all current franchisees that Starwood has agreed to not donate to Planned Parenthood any support in any form at any future time, and will copy CBR and LDI on letters it will send urging all current franchisees to do likewise. Upon receipt of those three statements, CBR and LDI will suspend all picketing of Starwood-associated properties and remove Starwood from the national boycott list. We reserve the right, however, to picket any Starwood hotel, whether owned by Starwood, a Starwood franchisee, or investors with which Starwood has a management agreement, which makes a new Planned Parenthood donation subsequent to our receipt of Starwood's three settlement statements. Such pickets, however, would be confined to the specific properties at issue and would not be staged against Starwood or any other properties with which Starwood is associated. You have persistently attempted to redefine our rules of engagement in terms which you have removed Starwood from our boycott list without the slightest change in your philanthropic policies. Now you will see the folly of that strategy. Starting Friday, July 22, 2011, your attempts to hide behind your licensees will have consequences, which will be real and painful. Starwood is a powerful Fortune 500 company with the resources to prevail against us in this struggle, but only if they are willing to pay a price, which I predict they will eventually find intolerable. The St. Regis manager we have targeted recently warned me that he will call the police if we disturb his hotel guests. I warned him that our whole purpose is to disturb his guests as much as lawfully possible, by showing them the abortions made possible by Starwood's socially irresponsible philanthropic policies. He doesn't see abortion as a crisis. He sees us as a crisis. But that's progress. Thank you for helping us throw sand into the gears of America's bloodthirsty killing machine. Many people are trying to stop us, and we can't do this alone. Lord bless Greg Cunningham, Executive Director. This concludes the recording of Greg Cunningham's letter for July 2011. For more information on this and other topics, go to www.abortionno.org.